A popular medevac insurance company says it's close to resuming business in Alaska. Apollo Meditrans stopped renewing policies earlier this year, leaving many customers without coverage. But there are other options, as Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Wrangell's Kathy Sandness was planning a trip a few weeks ago and decided to check on her insurance. She wanted to be sure she was covered if she or her husband had a heart attack or other serious injury requiring a medical evacuation flight to a distant hospital. She knew her Apollo Medevac policy was supposed to renew automatically, but she found it had expired 2 months ago with no notice. She emailed the company and it confirmed she no longer had insurance.
I did email back and was kind of curious, you know, if anything had happened in the interim, would we have been covered? And their response was, no, we would not have been covered.
Sandness is one of hundreds, if not thousands, of Alaskans who pay Apollo $125 a year to cover the expense of medevacs. The flights cost tens of thousands of dollars and are often not fully covered by regular health insurance plans.
Living in Southeast, if you do have a medevac need, it's very expensive, and we felt other people need to be made aware of this. They could have accidentally not kept track of their own policies with Apollo, and they need to make a decision whether they want to wait for Apollo to be renewed with the state or possibly seek other alternatives.
Her policy and those of other Alaskans was not renewed because the Fairbanks-based insurer lost its state license back in February. Customers with active policies still have coverage, but those with expired policies do not. Apollo officials won't discuss why they failed to renew their license to sell insurance in Alaska, but Medical Director Eric Sterling says they're working hard to get it back.
You know, we're doing every bit we can to be compliant and help, and we're hopeful that it will be soon.
A staffer answering Apollo's customer service line said medevac insurance could resume in a week or two, and that might be possible. Marty Hester, deputy director of the State Division of Insurance, says Apollo submitted its paperwork at the beginning of the month.
We have responded to them with the additional information that we are seeking, and we're waiting for them to provide that additional information.
And if they, in fact, give you everything that's needed for the application, how long's the process?
Reviewing it should go fairly quickly. I would say 48 to 72 hours if we have all the information that's needed.
Alaskans do have other choices for insurance from the medevac companies themselves. Seattle-based Airlift Northwest offers its AirCare membership program, which costs $99 a year for Alaska residents. And Salt Lake City-based Guardian Flight is working towards its own insurance program, though no price or date has been set. Wrangell's Kathy Sandness says she switched to Airlift Northwest, but she worries about others formerly insured by Apollo.
We all say we're very, very healthy, but we have friends here that, you know, they're a little bit more on the edge of medical conditions, and that's why they have the policy. And, you know, I'm concerned about someone that could just bankrupt somebody so quickly.
Medevacs are used for a variety of emergencies. Among the most common are heart attacks, serious infections, and problem pregnancies. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.